The book of Judges, chapter 1. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And Yahweh said, Yehuda shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Yehuda said to Simeon his brother, Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with you into your lot. And so Simeon went with him. And Yehuda went up, and Yahweh delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adoni-Bezek fled, and they pursued after him and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered under my table, as I have done, so Yahweh has requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Now the children of Yehuda had fought against Jerusalem, and had taken it, and smitten it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. And afterward the children of Yehuda went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the mountain, and in the south, and in the valley. And Yehuda went against the Canaanites that dwelt in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron before was Kiriatharba, and they slew Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai. And from there he went against the inhabitants of Debir. And the name of Debir before was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, He that smites Kiriath Sefer and takes it to him, I will give Aksah, my daughter, for wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksah, his daughter, for a wife. And so it came to pass, when she came, that she moved him to ask of her father for a field. And she got off of her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What are you doing? And she said to him, Give me a blessing, for you've given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Yehuda into the wilderness of Yehuda, which lies in the south of Arad. And they went and dwelt among the people. And Yehuda went with Simeon his brother, and they slew the Canaanites that inhabited Zephath, and utterly destroyed it. And the name of the city was called Hormah. And Yehuda took Gaza with the coast of it, and Ashkelon with the coast of it, and Ekron with the coast of it. And Yahweh was with Yehuda, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses said, and he expelled from there the three sons of Anak. And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. And the house of Joseph, they also went up against Bethel, and Yahweh was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to descry Bethel, and now the city's name before was Luz, and the spies saw men coming forth out of the city, and they said to him, Show us, we ask you, the entrance into the city, and we will show you mercy. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all of his family. And the man went into the land of the Hittites, and built a city there, and called the name of the city Luz, which is the name thereof to this day. Well, neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Beth-shean and her towns, nor Taanach and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Iblim and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, and did not utterly drive them out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Nahalol, but the Canaanites dwelt among them and became tributaries. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Achor, nor the inhabitants of Zidon, nor of Alab, nor of Achzib, nor of Helba, nor of Aphik, nor of Rehob. But the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, nor the inhabitants of Bethanath. But he dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh and Beth-Anath became tributaries to them. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not suffer them to come down into the valley. But the Amorites would dwell in Mount Heres, in Ashkelon, and in Sha'albim. Yet the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed so that they became tributaries. And the coast of the Amorites was from the going up to Akrabim, from the rock and upward. End of chapter.